may have babysat on March 15th and April 4th, but I watched the kids on April 7th, 12th, and most of May Day.
Daddy, that's the wrong bowl!
Yes, I'm aware it's Saturday morning, Jonathan. It's Saturday morning on this side of town, too. But I still need those Yamaguchi revenue statements before I make them an offer.
Mommy, I asked Daddy to put my Reptar cereal in my Cynthia bowl, but he keeps putting it in my Dummy Bears bowl.
Sweetheart, I appreciate your need to have breakfast the way you want it, but Mommy's company is trying to have breakfast by eating a small but highly valued company.
Mommy!
Honey, I'll tell you what. If you can be quiet until I'm done working, Mommy will buy you a special present.
Cynthia Luxury Townhouse? With patio umbrellas and a real jet spring jacuzzi and the working electric garage door opener?
Fine. But only if I don't hear another sound until I'm done. Not one little sound.
Till when?
To the little hand on the clock moves from here to way up here.
May 25th. What was May 25th?
Oh, right, my birthday. Right, okay, true.
Oh, true. All right, fine, all right. I admit it. You got me by one babysitting, but... Huh?
All right, fine.
Princess, I know it was going to be just you and me today, but... You don't mind if the other kids come over, do you, sweetness?
Hey, bro. I was going to leave the rest of the kids with you while I took Dill to our Daddy and Me class, but if I sing that happy parachute song one more time, I think my head will explode.
Hi, Angelica.
Good morning.
Thanks for letting us come over to yours.
Sorry, Angelica. But aren't you going to yell at me now? She's not yelling.
Maybe she's sick.
Are you sick, Angelica? Hey, maybe the cat got her tongue.
Fluffy!
I heard a cat can do that.
Yeah, Fluffy got your tongue?
What is it, Angelica?
I think she's doing that lippy thing.
Hey, what's she doing now?
I think she can't breathe.
Oh, no. We better take her to her daddy. He'll know what to do.
Golf! Football! Golf! Football! Give me that remote before I... Oh! Hi, kids.
Hi.
Princess, would you mind keeping an eye on the babies during my golf tournament?
Football game.
All right, sweetheart. Keep them under control, and Daddy will buy you the little red car.
It is for badminton, especially when you have two fiercely competitive players like we do this afternoon.
Shh! Honey, I'm expecting some important papers to be delivered. Can you answer the door when they come?
No problem, sweetness.
Thank you.
Angelica!
Hold on, Jonathan.
Was that you making all that noise?
Remember our deal, sweetie. One sound and no Cynthia Townhouse.
Jellica, you said we could play.
Yeah, we were having fun.
Shh.
Now, guys, you have to be nice to people when they're feeling sad. I think Angelica needs a friend today. Hello, I'm Little Joe. What's your name? Ow!
She doesn't seem sick, and she still got her tongue. Are you playing a game or something, Angelica?
That's the Cynthia's townhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Angelica, has the little dolly been talking to you?
Princess?
I guess she don't want us to play with her toys, huh?
No, she would have said something.
This may be the longest volley the badminton world has ever seen. Back and forth and back and forth.
Pumpkin, would you please find out which of the babies is causing that racket?
And back and forth and back and forth.
Princess, they're deadlocked. Now remember our deal. I'll be out after this volley. All right?
Sorry, short stuff. I need a signature. Say, are you a little mime? Oh, that's so cute. Can you do the one where you're stuck inside the glass box? I love that bit.
Honey,
honey,
can you get that?
Can you get that?
Hello? Charlotte? Hello? This is your lawyer speaking. Charlotte, I think something's wrong with your phone. If you can hear me, you've got to look at those papers I sent you before you do anything else. Do not, I repeat, do not say yes to Yamaguchi till you look at those papers.
Yes! Yes, Mr. Yamaguchi, yes!
Happy! Hi, Angelica. Why don't you sit down so I can take your temperature?
Hey, Dobby! I think Angelica's gonna say something!
I think you're right, Chucky.
What you trying to say, Angelica?
Arg! She said arg!
Wasn't sad?
Angelica?
What in the world is going on here? I was right in the middle of a very important phone call.
Princess, you should have come and gotten me before the babies made such a mess.
But...
I'm sorry, Angelica, but after all that noise, I'm afraid there will not be any Cynthia Townhouse today.
But...
Nor any little red sports car.
But...
You bribed her with a little red sports car?
You promised her a townhouse?
Well, I was busy at the time, and...
It was just for a few minutes.
And, of course, the best way to gain a child's cooperation is through...
Positive reinforcement.
Absolutely, and confidence-building techniques.
I guess Angelica wasn't sick after all.
Well, I guess she wasn't being our friend either.
I told you guys, all she needed was a little attention. Well, she's getting lots of that.
We're very proud of the way you're taking this, Princess.
Your emotional sensitivity is quite extraordinary for someone of your age.
Does this mean I still get the car and townhouse?
No.
By Miss Carol's next video, Advanced Shoe Tying, Laces of Steel. Bye-bye!
Sorry, Chaz. We're all in the backyard. Stu's already started cooking.
I know. I saw the smoke. Why don't you go find your friends, little fella? Oop, better tie that shoelace.
Hey, Chaz, could you give me a hand with these mushroom frittatas?
Oh, yeah, sure, Drew. Daddy will be there in just a minute, Chucky.
Hold this for me, will you, Charles? That's a dear. I'm here, Doc.
Here, Mr. Chucky's dad.
Gone, Finster. Hey, babies! You'll never guess what I learned to do. Watch.
Tommy, help! She's got my shoes!
Tommy's? Tommy's! There! See? Am I great or what?
Wow! Where'd you learn to tie shoes, Angelica?
Snakes taught me.
Snakes? Never learned to tie my shoes.
And that's not all I can tie.
Uh-oh. Spike! Run! Run for your
ears! Oh, my God! Tuck your ears in! I need more to tie! More!
What'd she do to Spike, Tommy?
I think she tied his earlaces. Ears.
Okay, Chucky, Daddy can tie your shoelace now. Huh? That's strange. It's already tied. But everybody's outside in the yard. That means, Chucky, you did this yourself at 2 years old. Oh, my gosh, my son is a shoe-tying prodigy. Give me a hug, Chucky. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I can't wait for everyone else to see you tie your shoes.
I feel bad, you guys. My daddy's really proud of me for something I didn't do.
Don't worry, Chucky. The huggy still counts.
But he said he was going to show everybody. That means he's going to want to see me tie my shoes.
Well, they're already tied, right? So, all you got to do is make sure they don't come untied.
Well, I guess, but I got to take real good care of them. There's lots of scary stuff out there just waiting to untie people's shoes.
Spike, not the
Yes, you know.
Yes, you laces.
No way.
No, spike me.
No. Oh, no. We got to tie him before my daddy comes back or he won't be proud of me no more.
But we don't know how to tie shoes.
Then that means I gotta ask for help.
No, Chucky. Don't say it.
From Angelica. I need a tie-in. I could tie stuff all day.
Oh, hey, Angelica. Could you tie something for us?
Gosh, Tommy, I don't know. All this tying makes a person awful tired. I need something to give me some energy before I can tie even one more thing. Like, like some of that. I should have known this wasn't going to be easy.
And his shoe was tied. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, Phil and Lil can eat tacos.
Okay.
Shh.
Okay, Angelica, do you think you can tie my shoe now? Don't you babies know anything? You got to wait an hour after you eat before you can tie shoes. It's a rule.
Hey, we did what we said, Angelica. We got you a piece of pie. Now please tie Chucky's shoe.
Oh, all right. Now I don't have to worry about tying my shoe again. It's untied again. A bag of cheese curlicues sure would hit the spot right about now.
No, Drew, listen, you want to cook them in the middle of the grill.
I'm telling you, Betty, edge burgers taste best.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come see Chucky tie his shoes.
Hurry, guys, hurry! Quit pushing! Why would I gotta tie your shoes from back here anyway? Cause my daddy's coming and I don't want him to see you. Hurry! No!
There's my little Mozart. Now show Uncle Stu how you tie your shoes, Chucky. Oh, well, I guess he's a little shy. Most geniuses are.
Tell me about it. That's why I work in the basement.
Come on, let's get a closer look.
Hurry, Angelica, hurry, they're coming.
What did I tell you? He's a little Einstein. Come on, Stu. I want to make sure everyone gets a chance to see the magic.
Now I'm just going to spend my whole life worrying about my shoes coming untied. You got to help me, Tommy.
Well, okay, I got some idea.
I'm still hungry. But if I go out there, Mommy and Daddy will make me eat Uncle Stu's icky burgers. Oh, well, something will untie Finster's shoes sooner or later. Or maybe someone. No, keep stacking. Nothing's ever going to untie my shoes again. Hey, what was...
Good.
I didn't think that was possible.
Well, since someone dropped all the frittatas, there's only one thing to do. Hello, Pizza Palace?
I know. Let's all go inside and watch my genius son tie his shoes. Maybe that'll cheer us up.
Sure, okay.
Okay, you got the cake you wanted, Angelica. Now hurry, you gotta tie my shoes before my daddy gets here. Hey. I'm eating here. Hold your ponies.
Hey, Chucky. Everybody came to see what a good little shoe tire you are.
This is amazing. According to the Lipschitz learning curve, Chucky's already tying his shoes at a third grade level and could be doing algebra by the age of four.
Wait till you see. Come on out, Chucky.
You know, I bet that neurologist in my inventor support group would be very interested in Chucky.
Ah, forget the lab geeks, Stu. I bet the Chuckster could make a million in TV commercials. Heck, our pups did one and all they could do was crawl. Those commercial people love cute, precocious little kids.
Did you hear that, Chucky? You could be a TV star.
Wait, it's me! It's me! I'm the TV star! I've been tying Chucky's shoes the whole time!
It's true. Drew and I bought her the Miss Carol Shoe Tying Video Series, Volume 1.
Well, she's been tying everything in sight.
Oh, well, I guess Chucky's not going to be a TV star child prodigy after all.
Nope. I am!
Well, you sure are, Princess. In fact, why don't you show everyone how well you can tie your shoes right now? If you want to be on TV, you got to get used to everybody watching you.
Everybody? The two snakes is hungry, so they need tummies. No, no, that's not it. Snakes is yummy, so bite their tummies. No, that's not it either. Oh, wait, I can do it. I know I can.
Well, fella, looks like you didn't know how to tie your shoes after all, huh? Well, don't worry. There's lots of other things you're good at. You got lots of time to learn how to tie your shoes. Daddy will still love you, even if you never learn how to tie it.
Oh, yeah. No. No. No.
Hey, Pizza's here. Why don't we all go get it?
Whoa! Yeah, that's a big old pizza right there. Let me help you with that, Stew Boy.
No.
Drew, I think Angelica may be encountering a shoe-tying potentiality block.
Looks like we're going to have to enroll her in Miss Carol's week-long shoe-tying empowerment seminar.
I'll call Jonathan to make the reservation.
Guess what, honey? You're going to get to spend a whole week tying shoes with Hissy and Sissy.